Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from 1 Kings. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him his great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, although I am only a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 119 responsively. "Your decrees are wonderful, therefore I obey them with all my heart."
When your word is opened, it gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, as you always do those who love your name.
Order my footsteps in your word. Let no iniquity have dominion over me.
Rescue me from those who oppress me, and I will keep your commandments.
Let your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes.
My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your teaching.
A reading from Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I recall attending my first ELCA youth gathering. I was an adult. My excuse is that growing up in the Lutheran Church in America, youth gatherings were not a particular focus. Whatever the case is, when I attended that first gathering, I had opportunities that shifted my life in ways that started small and continue to grow. I could tell you about worship with thousands of Lutheran Christians. I could tell you about meeting the lead person on my volunteer team who affirmed me and encouraged me. I could tell you about hearing Maya Angelou. I could tell you about how that one volunteer experience grew into a series of volunteer experiences over the next decade. I could tell you that in the course of those experiences, I began discerning my call to ministry in earnest. All of that is true. Marvelous and amazing experiences. I learned so much. Each was a mountaintop experience. There is a way in which people sometimes get so fixated on finding God in those mountaintop experiences that they miss recognizing God's presence and activity in the ordinary reality of daily life. Mountaintop experiences are wonderful. Still, there's a way in which the more interesting task is to tend to what is before our eyes and too easily overlooked. When Jesus begins describing the reign of God, he does not describe mountaintop experiences. He describes ordinary things from ordinary life. He uses images that are accessible to a wide variety of people. Last week, it was weeds among the wheat. This week, he uses a whole series of images that are immediately identifiable. A sower with mustard seed, a baker working yeast into flour, a merchant finding treasure in a field and selling everything to purchase it, a merchant seeking pearls, his fortune, the net of a commercial fisher. What emerges in these incredibly brief illustrations is a sense that the reign of God is a small thing that can grow surprisingly, even to create a home. Such growth, like yeast, also transforms everything around it. In fact, such transformation can consume one's attention to the point of committing all of one's wealth to seeking this treasure or obtaining the one great pearl. This reality, like a fisher's net, encompasses everyone, the good and the bad. There is a dynamic movement. Whether a farmer or a baker or a merchant or a fisher, there is a sense that in it is in daily life and in natural patterns that God's commitment and vision for good are lived out. To be sure, there are times and circumstances where tiny, imperceptible things can dominate the world. Holly Heron, writing for Working Preacher, starts with a very contemporary example. She writes, "The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us how something so small that it is invisible to the eye can grow rapidly and exponentially into a destructive force that consumes all our attention and resources as individuals, communities, nations, and as a world. Through Jesus comes an invitation to watch for the invisible to the eye reality of God's mission that can grow into a positive force that absolutely transforms the world for good. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus took a moment to encourage his followers to trust God above all else. He pointed to the birds of the air and the grass of the fields and the flowers of the field. The call is to let that which is already a part of you, that which you may too easily ignore, that call inviting imperceptible course corrections that draw you, that draw us, that draw all creation toward the fulfillment of God's desire for healing, wholeness, and well-being. God's desire for reconciliation in relationship to God's very self, as well as reconciliation across every aspect of creation. God's desire for all things to bear fruit that sustains the stunning beauty of life. In times like these, when people struggle to agree on much of anything, when the balance between personal liberty and the common good is hard to strike, when people talk past one another rather than risking hearing carefully the concerns of the other, when division and destruction are the easier course, this call to attend to the reign of God, come near, is ever so much more important. When seeking justice in the reign of God, it is important to attend to what that justice looks like. Jesus holds up a vision of justice that transforms everything, that restores all creation, all relationships, that reconciles all that lives with God and one another. This very reality is found in what the faithful already know in the midst of daily life. Let us train our eyes to see the wonder of God's love. Mountaintop experiences can help. The greater task is to see what is before one's eyes, right here and right now.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.